Tropical Storm Sandy will likely take center stage of North American weather for a few days as it becomes a hurricane later today and moves across Jamaica and eventually across Cuba. The storm seems to be a long ways away from the U.S., but the forecast has changed somewhat, and the storm is likely to come much closer to the coast of the U.S., and some computer forecast models are suggesting landfall is possible as we get into the weekend or the early part of next week. A close monitoring of the storm is definitely warranted. It is expected to become a hurricane later today. It could tear up some of Jamaica's resort property, as well as some of the rice and sugarcane and coffee that's produced there. But more importantly, Cuba will likely be impacted, with the eastern part of the country there producing a fair amount of coffee and sugarcane, and those crops will be vulnerable to some damage as the storm roars across that particular region as we go through the day tomorrow. Well, the storm is expected to move closer to the U.S. coast. The European forecast model has actually suggested landfall will occur in the middle and northern Atlantic coastal region as we get into the weekend and early part of next week. A very close monitoring of the event is definitely warranted. I think all models today are suggesting the storm will be close enough to the Florida coast and to the coast of the Carolinas to produce rainfall and some rough seas as well as some breezy conditions, and that's close enough to raise some concern. But for the Midwest, this is likely to have a positive impact. The Midwest will not see as much precipitation over the coming week as previously suggested, especially once the storm system comes close to the coast. And so we'll likely see a chance for some showers here in the next 2 days as a cold front cuts across the region, but we're not expecting the precipitation to last very long, and it's not expected to be followed by much precipitation, giving us a good opportunity to finally dry down a little bit more seriously. It has been a little bit too wet across central and some eastern portions of the Midwest here recently. Fieldwork has not moved along as quickly as some had desired, and that may change a little bit now. As it does change, we'll likely have a chance that we will see better progress made. Now, the frontal boundary is expected to reach into the western portion of the Corn Belt here for the most part as we go through the night tonight and into the day tomorrow. The precipitation is expected to be light, except in portions of Iowa, Wisconsin, and the southeast corner of Minnesota. Those particular areas will probably see moisture totals running anywhere from about 3/10 to 8 or 9/10 of an inch, with a few locations possibly getting upwards to an inch. But that's the only part of the Midwest that will likely see meaningful precipitation from the frontal boundary. As it moves across Missouri and Illinois, it will lose a lot of its intensity. Rain totals might get up over a half inch in some of those locations, but by the time the front goes through Ohio and Indiana, as well as Michigan, we'll likely see moisture totals not much more than a quarter of an inch, with a localized half inch total. But again, this is the last of the series of precipitation events for a little while. The next system will likely have a tough time moving across the region because of the close proximity of Tropical Cyclone Sandy to the Atlantic coast. And so we'll likely go through most of the latter part of the weekend and the first half of next week without precipitation. The earliest that we could see another system come into the region would possibly be during the second half of next week. Now, a close watch on Sandy is warranted. If the European model is correct about bringing the storm inland, we could very well see some rain in Ohio and parts of eastern Kentucky, as well as most of the northeastern United States, once that takes place. Temperatures across the region are expected to turn a little bit cooler as we go forward through the next several days. Afternoon temperatures today and, today will be mostly in the 70s and 80s, quite warm, in fact, for this time of the year. And tomorrow will be just as warm in the eastern Midwest, but the western areas will be turning cooler. Everybody will be much cooler after that, with 40 and 50 degree highs this weekend. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.